Oh yeah, that was Temptation by Snakeheads. Don't you just feel so pumped after that? I feel ready to go. I'm about to combust in the studio, and I don't want to do that because now it's time on a Wednesday for this.
Your sports team is vastly inferior. That simple fact is plainly obvious to see.
And when you hear that, you know, of course, that it is time for the Wednesday's Daily Sports segment with the wonderful producer, Marco. Marco, good morning. Happy Wednesday to you, mate.
Likewise, Cody. How are you going?
I'm doing all right, doing all right. We're having a good day here. We've sorted out some tech issues and the sun is shining. So you can't ask for much more than that, can you?
Absolutely. 110%, I say, not 100%.
Yeah, exactly. 110% here at the Wednesday Daily on 2SER. So, of course, we've got to talk about round 30 in the NPL. So, just tell us what's been happening. What was the game out of that round that was the most interesting that shocked you over the weekend, Marco?
Well, unfortunately, Mount Druitt Rangers, if you're a fan, got relegated now to NPL 2. They couldn't win against NSW Spirit at home.
Oh, yeah. They got relegated.
Yep. The draw wasn't enough, unfortunately. 1-0 it ended up.
Oh, wah, wah. Sad for the Mount Druitt supporters out there. So, but tell us a bit more about them. We got to hear more.
Well, at least they did show some fighting spirit. If they nicked a goal in the last few minutes, they would have won the game and they wouldn't be relegated, unfortunately. But congratulations to NSW Spirit. I know a few people here in 2SER have listened to it and they know that they're a big team and they won the comp. Congratulations to them at the moment for my premiership. So now we're coming to finals 40 for the NPL this week.
Mm, yeah, finals. So you hyped, Marco.
Yeah. Hopefully we get someone online so that way they can talk about it and see how pumped they are for that.
Yeah. Absolutely. We're all gearing up for that and we're hopefully going to secure an interview or two. That'll be lovely to listen to. But moving forwards now, we've got to talk about the New South Wales Cup. Round 26 has just gone. So I've got to ask you, what was your highlight of a game over the weekend for the New South Wales Cup?
Well, my team, Newcastle, showed some spirit. At least they didn't come dead last at the final game of the season. Thank goodness. 4 points clear. And even though they lost the Warriors... But the Warriors have now got a natural week off and it's finals football in New South Wales Cup at the same time.
Yeah, finals footy. So tell us a bit more about the Warriors.
The Warriors are the team to beat at the moment in the New South Wales Cup and they've got the best 4-against points record. And they've got Nathan Cleary's younger brother, Jack Cleary, who's the star player, who's been the best player for the last 10 weeks since Tanner Boyd tore his ACL.
Old Jackie boy, eh?
Yeah.
Yep. Right there in the old family business.
Correct, yeah. So who knows, Jack Cleary could steer them to a premiership, but we hope we can get an interview with someone from the Warriors or Newcastle or whoever's in the finals. We've got Parramatta, Dragons, the Roosters, Canberra as well. So got a few good teams there.
Yeah, so tell us a bit more about your beloved Knights.
Well, we had a disappointment season and it wasn't great, but I hope next year, whoever is the coach at the NRL first grade side, we don't know yet. It's still throwing names. Second grade, hopefully the new coach will do better things and greater things as well. And to improve the whole football department, what needs to be done from 1 to 17 or top 30, who knows?
Yeah, and we've got to mention, of course, Nelson's beloved North Sydney Bears. Do you know how they went over the weekend?
Yeah, he would be very happy. Unfortunately, he's not here, guys, because he's got some other things going on. But they won against one of the top four sides, Parramatta Eels, 54-6.
They smashed them. I mean, it's natural. They're Bears versus Eels. The Bears have got to win every time. It's nature.
Yeah. Well, at least they showed some pride towards the end of the season now. And Nelson will be a happy man today. So he'll be so stoked. But he says he's waiting for 2027.
Yep, 2027 is going to be a big year for the Bears. Marco, thank you so much for filling us in and we're looking forward to hopefully getting those interviews next week.
You're welcome, Cody, anytime.
Yeah. That was, of course, the wonderful Marco talking all things sport in local soccer and rugby league. You're here with Cody. We're going to be going to the news very shortly. But before that, I'm going to play a bit of Till My Heart Stops by the Beffs. You're here with Cody on the Wednesday Daily at 2SER.